Okay, welcome back, everyone. I've been having trouble getting a hold of Judd sometimes. I call him, and it doesn't even ring on his end, and he ends up calling me or something, but I got him on the first try. He was trying to finish up eating some pepperoni pizza while I called him, and I think he's going to be doing that, so he's going to be chewing and talking. So
I'm almost to the truck.
Almost to the truck, huh?
I'll be back. I got to do a broadcast.
All right. Get rid of some of that background noise, too.
Yeah, I walked outside.
All right, but I want to welcome you back to the show, though, Judd.
Well, give me just a minute here, Steve. Cover for me.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm almost to my truck.
That's fine. Now, Judd has been going after the system for over 40-plus years, 42, 43 years, or whatever the case is, and he is a marked man, just like all of us are marked. For, what's the word I'm trying to search for? Reassignment or re-education? I know that the communists had the re-education. I've been reading a Bertrand Russell book here lately, Judd, why men fight, and it's going into Marxism, it's going into socialism, and it's going into communism. He was probably one of the progenitors of this indoctrination.
Yep, you're absolutely correct.
Yeah, and
you still there? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, I'm in the four-wheel drive broadcast studio.
There you go. That'll work.
Oh boy.
You got a pretty good signal, do you?
Well, let me get some power going here. Okay, there we go. All right, I'm ready to go. You know, it's that time of year, right?
Yes, it is.
Everybody's got their garland decorations up. They've got their Frosty the Snowman. They've got their Santa Claus inflatables in the front yards.
Yep.
All over this planet, little kids are getting murdered.
That
because
they are.
The adults can't settle their religious arguments.
Well, that's not actually the case. It usually ends up being some kind of a commodity or some kind of a, you know, something that the...
Business deal?
Yeah, something that the U.S. corporation or the European corporation wants to take from someone that's less advantageous.
Well, I want the world to know that at this holy day time of year,
uh-huh,
when we celebrate the birth of a Messiah, everybody also has to realize that there was the murder of a savior.
Yes.
Prophet of God, you
yes.
know.
Yes.
And the thing that's been really driving me crazy for the last, I don't know, 45, 50 years.
Yeah.
Is they invented this word, this term called collateral damage. Right?
Uh-huh.
I think some of these world leaders leaders. They're not our leaders here. They're public servants. Joe Biden is a public servant. Same with Kamala Harris and all the Senate and the Congress. They're not a servant. God, dog it. Did that phone lay down?
What's wrong?
Okay, I thought the phone laid down. I didn't cuss, though, did I?
No, you didn't.
That's pretty good. Um, they've got the idea that us men and a lot of the women are just supposed to keep our mouths shut and not say anything because, well, they're our rulers. They actually think they are our rulers. And no, we don't have rulers in the United States on paper anyways. We have a constitutional Republican form of constitutional government, allegedly, right?
Uh-huh.
These civilians, and I'm going to pick on Benjamin Nitwit, the Yahoo, for a minute. He's from Poland, you know.
Yes.
He's not from Palestine. He's not from the Levant, or Levant, however they say it. He's not from that part of the world. He's from Poland, which, you know, kind of in some ways makes sense, right? Wow.
Actually, what's his name over there in the Ukraine? He's also Polish.
Ain't that just, ain't that fascinating?
Yeah.
This idea that killing thousands and thousands of civilians, and especially the children, it don't cut it with me. Not at all. Not even any. And as far as I'm concerned, the collateral damage ought to be done on these war hawks and these warmongers. That's who the collateral damage should be suffered upon. And that includes Mr. Biden. And I, you know, I've made it real clear to the U.S. Secret Service, if they don't like what I've got to say, get out of my country. Too bad. I just, Steve, I can't get in the Jingle Bells mood this year.
No, neither can I. Haven't been able to for years.
Jingle Bells just, it's like this, you can say mind screw on the cabal, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
It's like this mind screw that we're supposed to be dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh while children become collateral damage and get splattered and mutilated all day.
Yep. Well, you know, I just finished 2 hours of reading a book, and they're talking about socialism and Marxism, and it's all about getting rid of the individuality, getting rid of the getting rid of religion, and it's all about the state is mommy and daddy, and the state is all powerful.
Well, they got a problem, you know, Steve, because they're going to have to kill me.
Right.
And a whole bunch of my friends, too. And they're not going to fare very well if they try. You wouldn't believe where I'm sitting right now.
In your truck.
I tell you. Yeah. I'm sitting outside the Batcave.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I live down Batcave Road, you know.
Right.
My superhero hideout. I am not going to lay down for these stinking communists, Nazis. They're Nazis, is what they really are. And that includes this psycho nut job, Joe Biden, and his.
Yep.
His circle of pals. And that includes Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. A whole bunch of them. Chuckie Schumer.
Uh-huh.
Kathy Hochul. I can name, who's that goofball Speaker of the House there? His name, Mike Johnson?
Johnson, yeah.
He's a public servant. End of story. And they parade themselves around like they're gods.
Yeah.
They're not.
If I had a chance to be in front of Joe Bob there, the creepy old hair-sniffing man, you know, I would flat out tell him, you told that worker over in Ohio that you weren't his boss,
yep.
But
right.
No, mm-hmm. Clearly he is our boss in his own mind, in his warped mind, anyways.
If I was standing in front of him, I'd break his jaw for starters.
Yep.
I'd lay him right out cold. I'd deck his ass. You know why? Because he's as evil and wicked a two-faced snake as I've ever seen in my life.
Yep.
When he was asked about a ceasefire in Palestine, he said, absolutely no way not. Did you see my broadcast? I mean, when I heard about the three carrier groups going to the Eastern Mediterranean, and I heard about all the weapons he was shipping over there to his buddy Nitwit Yahoo. I mean, this is weeks ago now. I went absolutely nuclear on Mr. Brandon.
Uh-huh.
Right up in his grill nuclear and broadcast it all over the world. And then about, I don't know, a couple of 3-4 billion people chimed in with me. His own cabinet, his own administration is doing what they can to get this thing stopped. The United Nations has voted in mass and never before seen numbers. It needs to stop. In other words, there's billions of people that do not agree with Brandon. Because he's a senile old. I think he's so wicked and evil, and he knows he's going to hell, that now he's just trying to cut a deal with the devil so that when he gets into that lake of fire, he'll have stroke. In other words, he's trying to be super-duper evil before he dies.
Uh-huh.
Enough. Have you ever seen, look in his eyes, look in his face. There's nobody home.
Nope.
He's a shell.
Yep,
the babysitter lover, right? Had a nice wife, had a nice family, and that wasn't good enough. No, he had to get jiggy with this 16-year-old babysitter.
Uh-huh.
You know, that was his sexual fantasy.
You know, that
grew, I guess.
His daughter probably got tired of him doing her, so.
Yeah, well,
he had to get babysitter.
Yeah, something like that. I know she didn't appreciate the showers with Dad.
Yep.
You know. But let's get off that for a minute, and let's do a little recruiting here, because it's going to take a lot of forthright, upstanding, decent people in our country to turn this effing BS around. Boy, that's close to the line, isn't it?
Yes.
You can say effing. You can say effing BS on a cabal.
Yes. Yes. That's fine.
And that's what it is. It's disgusting. It's so far beyond wicked and evil. It's like, are you fooling me? I actually was speaking about this at lunchtime. I was out in a Long John Silver's having some fish, you know. And somebody asked me how I was doing, and I told them I'm outraged. And then somebody over in a Tractor Supply asked me, how am I doing? And I said, I'm freaking outraged.
Yep.
And then tonight when I was getting my little pizza here, they asked me how I was doing, you know. And I said, my blood's boiling.
Yep. It's time for the truth,
huh? How dare they try to legitimize targeting civilians and children in war? How dare you, Mr. Biden? What kind of a piece of dung, you can say dung on the cabal, right?
Yes.
What kind of dung is he? Dung. And that goes right along with his Secret Service protection. You know, what kind of dung is this freak? He ain't no John Kennedy, that's for damn sure. No, he's no John Kennedy. No, he's not.
You see where your old buddy Bobby Kennedy Jr. He's right on the Israeli train there, you know.
You know, I've tried to tell him, I don't know, 50 times. Man, you need to back up there, Bobby Kennedy Jr.
Yeah.
You need to change your. I ain't voting for him no more. No, he's just he's a power hungry little Kennedy, playing on his father's assassination and his father's legacy and his Uncle John.
Uh huh.
He's trying to be the Kennedy, and at the same time he's just sucking up to that Israeli. And you notice I didn't say Jewish.
Yeah,
I said he is sucking up to that Israeli bunch of Nazis. That's what they are.
Yep.
There's no way you're going to convince me of anything else. Now I want to hammer on. I don't know. It's hard to condemn people that are trying to fight an apartheid. They're trying to fight an occupation. They're trying to fight a genocide. They're, you know, how dare the Hamas and the Hezbollah, how dare they fight back, you know?
Well, both entities were created by Israel anyways.
Well, the House of Windsor and that bunch of lovely little warm and fuzzy Rothschilds.
Yeah.
It's all a Rothschild scheme.
They had to have a boogeyman to blame for their own crimes and their own discretions.
You know what it's really all about? Adolf Hitler and Rommel, the head of his Panzer divisions, they thought the sweet spot for oil and gas was in North Africa.
Uh-huh. It is.
They rolled their tanks.
It is.
They rolled their mechanized military right over the sands. Thank God they didn't find it. Mm-hmm. And the Panzer divisions and Rommel got a pretty good ass whipping. Oop, I said ass.
That's okay.
An ass is in the Bible, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Talking dumbass in the Bible.
Yeah. A jackass.
Kind of like Biden. Biden's a talking dumbass.
A jackass, as in the Bible. So ass is fine.
No, it's a. Well, maybe. I won't argue with you on that. But yeah, it's Christmas time, Steve. I just can't get in the Jingle Bells mood, man. It's driving me crazy here.
Yep.
It's like pulling me apart. And then you know how I am anyways. When I'm out in public, there ain't no way I'm going to keep my mouth shut. Uh-oh.
Same here.
Get pulled?
Same here.
There you are. There you are.
Nope, okay. I'm still here.
You see this, how the censorship case is coming along?
How is it coming along?
Well, the two Louisiana judges said, no, you can't do that stuff. And then Witham chimed in with an intervention, you know, and I told them they had this Stasi. I told them what it was right up front. It's nothing but a Nazi Stasi. They're trying to silence the opposing voices, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, that's what Hitler did. He had a censorship Stasi and an intelligence machine that spied and monitored everybody, and then they would censor and eliminate and murder anybody who said anything against Hitler.
Yep.
And the Third Reich.
Yep.
And suffice it to say, I mean, when I started raising HELL, I called it for what it is, a Stasi. And I filed numerous briefs, and I filed all kinds of notices, and I filed a lien on the case and a claim because this intelligence community, the IC is what they're calling them, you know.
Uh-huh.
The spies, everybody's spying on us, you know, in America here. The Defense Intelligence Agency and the CIA and the Cyber Intelligence Security Agency and the Pentagon and the White House and the Department of Health and the FBI Fusion Centers and all these freaks.
Yeah.
Spiana from Bluffdale Center and several other data gathering spy centers around the world. They spy on this call.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're spying on this call. And they think somehow that they have a right to... And this is what's come out of it in Louisiana that... And this is a direct quote. Millions of people, millions of Americans have been censored millions of times.
Yep.
Now, you're an educated man, Steve. How is it that they figured that certain people needed to be silenced?
And
how they, what was the criteria for silencing people?
Yeah, what was the, well, not towing the party line. That's the litmus test.
So they were monitoring all these people. They were spying on all these people, and then they determined that they needed to be shut up. Right?
Uh-huh.
No notice, no court hearing, no due process or equal protection of the law. Just shut them up, right?
Yeah.
By fiat and decree.
Yep.
By what do you call that? Tyrannical, despotical rule.
Yep.
And I got a message for the IC and everybody involved, but I can't say it on the cabal because it's so beyond ugly. It's like, wow. Who do these people think they are, anyways? I mean, seriously.
They think they're our masters.
And they're not.
They think they're our masters.
We don't suffer masters and rulers and dictators in the United States. And that goes for Donald Trump, especially. He's nothing but a, I campaigned for Donald Trump. I voted for him myself, and I got a lot of people to vote for Donald Trump. I'll never do it again. Nothing but a high class con man. He'll say and do anything for power. He'll say, come on, man. He lies to Melania. He cheats on his wives.
Yeah.
The guy's a liar and a con man. And I guess he likes cats. He likes to grab cats.
Yeah.
That was pretty good, huh, Steve?
Uh-huh.
He's a cat grabber. Because he thinks he's a superstar. He's an arrogant, narcissistic, I can say dung, right? Piece of dung?
Yeah. Pile of crap.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. So, yeah, I mean... It's not a very silent night on the cabal, is it?
No,
it's
not.
We got a lot to say on the cabal. And Shake and Wake Radio, man, you guys absolutely take it out of the ballpark. Shake and Wake. Annie's doing such a good job. It's amazing. Yep. And all of the affiliates and all the partners and, everybody that's decided that. Who is that famous broadcaster who used to say, I can't take it anymore? I'm fed up. I can't take no more.
Oh, that was on a movie called The Network.
I think. Yeah.
I guess. I think 1976, I think. I'm mad as hell and I can't take it anymore.
I'm mad as hell and I can't take it anymore.
Yep.
That's correct. That's right on. That's what we're talking about here. And I just, I've made an enormous number of Jewish friends, and I've made an enormous number of Palestinian friends. I've made friends with people that realize that, murdering children just isn't acceptable, Joe Biden.
Yep.
I don't care how you slice it, Mr. Biden. There's something very wrong with you, Joe. My dad, Mr. Joseph Biden, my father, he used to climb into the cockpit of a fighter plane and launch off a carrier deck to fight the Japanese. And the little Japanese children, they weren't flying the fighter planes, Joe. My father wasn't a child killer. And I personally have an extremely dim view on the fact they dropped atomic weapons on cities in Japan.
Yep.
That was disgusting. They didn't need to do that. They did not need to nuke those cities. And I think if you look at what humanity has done to make nuclear war completely unacceptable.
Uh-huh.
You know,
well,
weapons, bans.
War is just a distraction also.
Yeah, they use it so they can, bring online their keystroke money computers.
Uh-huh.
They just sit there at the console, and if they need a few trillion, they just type it in. And then they send humanity the bill. They turn humanity into indentured servants.
Yep.
They type it in with their computer console, just type in the numbers, and then society gets to be the slaves, and plus interest, late fees and penalties.
Yep.
Yeah, I just can't get in that Dasher and Prancer and Blitzen and Rudolph. I just can't get in the movie.
Yep.
And I'm looking out around me here. I can't tell you where I'm at because I'm doing some top secret work here, but
right.
Yeah, there's Christmas lights up all over the place, and everywhere you go, they're singing "Have a Holly Jolly," bloodfest, murdering, carpet bombing, oh yeah.
People have to get. Well, they've already got two jobs to try to survive, but they're getting a third job just to have this Christmas stuff there, all these lights and.
You see these half-naked monkeys driving their automobiles down the boulevard, and they all got their license plates and their inspection stickers and their insurance, and they got their driver's license in their pocket and their taxpayer ID. And
yep.
Oh, they got their ad valorem bill. You got to pay, for what you've already paid taxes on to buy, and then you got to pay ad valorem and real estate and school taxes.
Hey, Judd.
Yeah.
A listener just said Dasher's working for DoorDash right now.
Yeah. You tell that listener that roll one for me. He's absolutely correct. Or she.
She. Yep. Yeah.
She. Well, women are the only reason I stay on the planet. If there was nothing but men on this planet, dude, get me off.
Uh-huh.
Stop this stupid ride. I want off. Women are the only reason that I have any hope at all. Think about that, Steve.
Oh, I just thought of that, too.
Sherry was, what was Sherry talking about with you? You had some video thing going on back and forth.
Oh, she talks. Yeah, she talks about a lot of stuff. I don't know. Just a lot of stuff goes through her little videos.
Well, I was like really down and kind of in a dark mood, and then there was you and Sherry, and it lightened my day. I was laughing. You see how females, they're the only reason to, even get out of bed in the morning.
Uh-huh.
If it wasn't for the female part of the species, what would be the point? Oh, my God. I worked around an awful lot of alleged men. They were allegedly men, Holy smoke, some of them are disgusting. I built skyscrapers, Steve.
Uh-huh.
Worked around lots of construction people. I've seen the most bizarre. I got a lot of them, but I'm just going to give you this one, okay? A friend of mine, Andrew Wilcox Mark, and I were installing elevator shaft liner and sealing up the elevator shafts with fireproofing to, give people an option to get out of a high rise in the event of a fire. So there we are. We're in the hatch. Some people call it, we're in the hole. We're in the elevator shaft, and it's, I don't know, it's getting close to quitting time, but 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Something. We used to get off at 3:30, and it was like there was a shadow that flashed in the hatch, in the shaft. It was just a shadow. And I looked up at Andy, and kind of, he looked at me, and I said, what the heck was that? He said, I don't know. And about, I don't know, maybe 30 seconds later, you could hear all the yelling and screaming about 7 or 8 floors below us, where this human being that fell past us bounced off a temporary brace, and it bounced him out of the hatch onto the floor. He was deader than a doornail, you know. I don't know how far above us where he began when he fell, you know. But Stevie was moving so fast that, and he wasn't screaming or nothing. He just went past us so fast that it was like our brain didn't have the opportunity to register what just went by. He was moving too fast. Terminal velocity, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's the way I sort of look at our society. Because there are so many people that are as dumb as that ass in the Bible. You think they put that in the Bible to, you know, make a point?
Sure.
I mean, when you go to church and you think about why you're there, and then you remember you're there because the dumbasses drove you to drink. The dumbasses drove you to do drugs. Right?
Yep.
There's only one way out of this mess.
And it's not going
to
it's not going to be
it's going to take work.
It's not going to vote harder. Not going to happen that way.
No. It's the only way to maybe starve the beast. And I would highly recommend that your friends and family and people you interact with at the post office and the strangers that you meet at the gas pump and down at the supermarket. I meet people all over the place in every kind of situation you can think of. And I guess a lot of people think I'm a little bit of a nut, like maybe some of the listeners tonight. But if we don't do something here, we're all going to hang together.
That's right.
You watch what happens if we get into it with China, or if we get into it, what Biden say there? Oh, if we don't send Zelensky a few more $100 billion, the young men and women of America are going to be fighting Russians in Ukraine.
Well, you know what he said was, if we don't send Zelensky some more money, climate change is going to kill us. Something like that, or if we don't get vaccinated, climate change is going to kill us. That's what it was.
Oh, is that what they called it?
Yeah.
I'm chewing on pizza.
I know it, but what they don't
give me a second.
You know what?
Oh, I remember.
What most people don't realize is the carbon that they want to get rid of is our breath. That's the carbon they want to rid the world of.
Yep, the Guidestone directives. The pandemic of the unvaccinated, right?
Andy said,
have you seen this absolute demon Fauci and him and Dazak and him and Mr. Warp Speed?
Yep. And you say,
I can't believe that these Trump supporters haven't caught the Warp Speed thing yet. How stupid can stupid get?
Well,
and I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be right to the point.
We're going to find out. We're going to find out.
You know, I watched Liz Cheney and her participation in the investigation of that Fight Like Hell riot that Trump triggered in Washington. Trump, it was all Trump doing. He did it. You know, we're going to fight like hell or you're not going to have a country left, right?
Yep.
tell me he didn't incite that. But in any event, I watched Elizabeth Cheney, and it was a difficult job for her. But I'll guarantee you what, I'd rather have Liz Cheney as Speaker of the House than this goofball Johnson or that idiot McCarthy. Or, you know, Donald Trump does not have the right stuff. Anybody that votes for him a second time, in my very learned opinion, they're garbage. Absolute trash. They think that this playboy, womanizing cat grabber, I slid it in there again, Mr. Grab 'em by the cat there. Where these people come up with the idea that he's a presidential character, it's like they got to be brainwashed, indoctrinated. They're delusional. And a lot of them are just garbage, just like Donald Trump. They need to grow up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I called Liz Cheney when she was conducting the investigation and hearings into that little riot of Mr. Trump's. I called her when the hearings were still going on. And I told her she should run for president.
Uh-huh.
All right. Would you rather have, like, a Hillary Clinton talking to you every day from the Oval Office, from Capitol Hill, or would you rather listen to Elizabeth Cheney? I think Elizabeth Cheney make a good president. I really do. It's not easy to be the captain of a super tanker. It's not easy to be the president of a superpower.
Uh-huh.
It's not easy to make everybody happy, because it's not going to happen. You're not going to make everybody happy. But there's a lot of people that don't deserve any happiness because they're ignorant clowns. And trust me, I mean, I got people that want to fight with me all the time. I'm sure there's people who want to kill me.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because I will not let Mr. Mafia Donnie, you know, the Dapper Don, I'm not going to let him slide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before the white people, the whites of Europe, they slaughtered and murdered each other over Europe for thousands of years.
Uh-huh.
Before they got in boats and came to the Americas.
Yep.
And brought their savagery with them.
And Australia.
Yeah. What they did to the Aboriginals, correct.
The Middle East. Yeah. I mean, just everywhere. South Africa. Africa.
Now, your ancestry, you're Scottish?
Irish and Scottish, yep.
Yeah, you're one of my cousins. I knew it.
And German.
If you go to the east of London, there's that river that runs up to the headwaters of the river in Scotland. It's the Witham River.
Witham River, yep.
Runs right through Essex at a little place called Witham, England. And that's, you know, those are my ancestors. Heck, my kin are in the Domesday Book, where the Inquisition, the Great Inquiry, where the king investigated, you know, all the real estate that the crown was entitled to force people to pay rent, also known as taxes. You know, you had to pay your taxes to the king. Everybody's seen the stories of Robin Hood, you know, and all the merry men of the Sherwood Forest. Everybody knows those stories, right? You've read them.
Uh-huh.
They were written by the monks at a Corinthian monastery in Witham, England, making Robin Hood one of my cousins.
Right.
When I found that out, Steve, I understood then that I am what I am. I am, who said that? Popeye used to say it. I am what I am.
I am what I am.
You know who else said that?
Witham?
It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible.
Oh yeah. Jesus said that, yep.
Jesus and Popeye.
Yep.
What are the chances, right?
Right.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, maybe after this show, I'll be in the mood, get in the mood, sing Jingle Bells.
I don't think I will.
Well, you know, we could do a fire. Remember Fire Sign Theater?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do a Fire Sign Theater kind of production of Silent Night when the American weapons manufacturers and all those Israelis kill all the Palestinian kids, and there's no more joy and no more singing in the Middle East because
yep.
The Muslims and the Arabs have all been demonized and colonized and sodomized.
Yeah,
that's what they're doing to those people. Well, that's what they're doing to those people. They're sodomizing them.
Yeah.
Well, I have a lot of Palestinians that are on my friends lists now and making comments. Oh, yeah, I crawled right up in Joe Biden's face.
I know. There's a lot on my page too.
So we've got some hope here. You know, you and I, isn't that wild? Think about that, Steve. We're peacemakers. Ain't that something?
Yep.
Me and Steve Roberts. And Annie and Kim. Yeah. Did you talk to Kim?
Just through Messenger chat.
I'm going to tell you about something that I hope you'll take my advice. Remember Woody Harrelson, and he came up with that idea for oxygen bars?
Yeah.
Did you ever read about his reasoning behind the oxygen bar?
No, I didn't.
It's extremely, extremely beneficial to the human body to give a little extra oxygen to our cells. Yeah. I was talking to a lady last night. She sat a couple tables over from me when I was eating my pizza. And she had a couple of tubes in her nose and over her shoulder to an oxygen concentrator that she had right next to her.
Yep.
Not a bottle of oxygen, but an oxygen concentrator. I don't know exactly how they work, but I asked her, I said, it gives you a little more zip, doesn't it? You feel better and you got more energy. And you know what her response was?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. So I want you to try it anyway, Stephen. You know, you'd be the perfect candidate to, I don't know, get together with Woody Harrelson and you know, preach the benefits of a little extra oxygen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you'd be a, what do you call, oh yeah, you'd make a great guinea pig, Steve.
I think clean, drinkable water is just as, going to be just as important, too.
And very important.
Clean, eatable food, clean, healthy food.
Exactly. And I think extra oxygenated water, I mean, that's something that Kim and I are working on as a marketable basis for raising some capital for our little troop here. Well, you know, we got a troop of broadcasters.
They have a little, I don't know if it's little or not, but I think some of them look like coffee makers. And what they actually do is put an extra hydrogen molecule in water also, and it boosts up the strength and the vitality of water.
So we've got something to work with here, Steve.
Yep.
Now you're going to be the guinea pig, okay?
That'd be nice.
Didn't they in South Park, weren't they always using Kenny? Kenny was the guinea pig in South Park.
I'd never seen the show.
Well, it's pretty good sometimes.
What I do want to look...
There's this guy walking towards my truck.
What I do want to look at...
He's very homeless, very homeless.
What I do want to look into also is... what are those called? Not gene therapy, but stem cell research. I want to look into that too.
I'm kind of the opinion that when you look back in biblical history, that a lot of the personalities that are discussed in the scriptures, a lot of them lived, 300-400 years, according to the Bible anyways. I mean, you got to ask yourself, why? Was it because there was more oxygen in the water and more oxygen in the atmosphere back in those days? And there wasn't any fluoride in the water? Did that make sense?
Yeah, and they had a lot better food, a lot better everything. Didn't have chemicals that they were breathing coming out of the sky and, thwarting our lungs from having clean air.
So I'm going to throw this out here. Kim's kind of a genius when it comes to this homeopathic stuff. And I know some other people that we can bring on board, too, that have the same qualities. Not only are they fantastically educated, but they're intelligent. Yeah, they're intelligent. Not just educated, but they're intelligent, too.
Uh-huh.
And I've come to the conclusion that the opposing voices, the opposition voices in America, we have an absolute right to funding. We have a right to be funded for our efforts.
Yep.
As, the good people of America that are standing up for what's forthright and, what's honorable and, what's good for the country. Not just, these freaks like Hunter Biden and his little sexual escapades, and I guess he goes to the Philippines and he I don't know, where is he going for his pizza?
I have no clue.
These freaks that hang
his
out
pizza.
With, like the Epstein crowd.
Yeah, you mean the Pizzagate type of pizza.
Yeah, Pizzagate people, yeah. Exactly.
I see.
Yeah, they seem to get their funding from,
Well, Joe Bob there, the creepy old man, he likes the ice cream. Evidently, that's something also with Pizzagate.
That's up there, pizza and cream, ice cream, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to figure out a way for us to get some serious broadcast power. I did get that War Wagon. I acquired the War Wagon. I'm not going to say more than that. You know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah. And it's, you talk about serious. It's got power. Like, wow. It's got two Onan generators. Each one of the generators is like 15,000 watts. I believe they're four cylinder, but don't hold me to that. They might just be twin cylinder, but I think they're four cylinders.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Lots of plug-ins and all kinds of antennas. And what it was used for was a geophysical science bus for checking downhole, like gas wells and oil wells and things like that. There's even a lot of the geological scientific equipment still in the bus. It's real fancy looking, like NASA kind of level computers and electronics. It'll make an interesting, backdrop. I'll put some Christmas tree lights or something on the fancy looking computers and oscilloscopes and stuff like that. And it'll look like, Broadcast Central. I'll still have my handy dandy Apple The backdrop. I'll get a couple of old school microphones.
I've got my computer room is in my bedroom. I want to get a studio, build one in the backyard, a 10 by 10 little shack or whatever.
Yeah. Yep. And so we're all on the same page. I can't tell you strongly enough how much I love Cancel the Cabal. I think it's the premier destination in the blogosphere.
Uh-huh.
I think it's worthy of acclaim and great philanthropic donations from, like, what's Bill Gates' ex-wife and Jeff?
Melinda.
What's the woman that's giving away the millions?
I don't know. It's not Melinda Gates, is it?
Yeah, she'd given lots of money away, too, but I think Jeff, what's that guy from, what do they call it, Amazon? What's that guy's name?
Jeff Bezos?
Yeah, Jeff Bezos' ex-wife's giving away bundles of money, too.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yeah, millions. They just get up one morning and decide to lay millions on some people. And
what's she giving it away
I
for?
I was thinking, boy, it'd be cool if they'd lay Steve Rogers a few million.
What's she giving it away for?
And put it in, she's trying to be, philanthropic and benevolent. I mean, why doesn't Bill Gates send us a big fat check and get this thing cooking?
Uh-huh.
Wow, would you take the money?
I don't know.
I'd send him a thank you letter for
his blood
being
money.
Converted. Not in our hands, it wouldn't be.
Right.
No, not in our hands. Isn't it? It's okay to rob the enemy's fort and use their munitions against them in the war, right?
Yeah.
Like all's fair in love and war stuff.
Uh huh.
Yeah, send us a few million, Bill Gates. We'll clean up the mess you made. Come on, Fauci. I know you're loaded. And have you seen the money that this Alex Jones has acquired? How did Alex Jones get so stinking rich?
I thought he just got sued for $2 billion or something.
No, much more than that. I think it was $150 million or something.
No, I thought it was $2.3 billion or something. Or, I don't know, $2 billion or something.
A lot, though. With his, I think the guy is a CIA asset.
Well, yeah,
he's Mr. Distraction.
He's always been called the Vatican assassin. So he's a Jesuit. He's a Jesuit boy, I'm thinking.
I remember sitting in my studio in Texas in about 1990.
Mm-hmm.
And I called him out in Austin. I didn't know it, but Kim was working for him at that time.
Uh-oh.
Kim Hogan used to work for Jones.
Hmm. Yep. That's interesting.
And I tried to get him to help me, expose the Bankster gangsters.
Yep.
I also called Michael Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael Moore told me he didn't want to help a bunch of deadbeats with their mortgages. That's exactly what he said.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. But I did get a nice call. Remember Eric Severide?
Not really.
He was sort of like the Walter Cronkite of NBC, Eric Severide.
Okay.
Very, very, very powerful news personality. He called me when I lived in Texas back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And then that Morley Safer and...
Yeah, I remember him. That's for sure.
From 60 Minutes, right?
Yeah. Yep. You
know, they call me. I even had people that work for Marvin Zindler. Have you ever read that book, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas?
No.
Never seen the movie?
I think I did, mm-hmm. when it first came out or something. I don't know.
Yeah, he exposed the prostitutes that they used to feed to the Texas A&M football players.
Yeah, yeah.
If they won the big games, they got to go to the
yep.
brothel.
Yep.
For pizza and ice cream.
Yeah.
You can't make this stuff up, Steve.
I know. Say, we got about 2.5 minutes here. Did you want to end with something, or...?
I want to just praise and gloat and absolutely you know, make a great big deal out of Cancel the Cabal. What a destination for information and news. And, you know, you walk away from, you know, a program, Shake and Wake. You walk away from these superstars and the counterculture. We're the counterculture, Steve. Think about that.
Yep. Yep.
Where do they come up with counterculture? But any of that, back to my point. Cancel the Cabal is the nuclear weapon of the blogosphere. Yep. Cut right to the bone. No effing BS, right?
Uh-huh.
And you get, you know, the facts you need to get in the holly jolly, you know, that's jingle bell mood.
Right.
So everybody that can hear my voice, say an extra prayer for old man Swamp Fox. And y'all have wonderful holy days. And that double for you, Annie. God, she does a great job, man. I don't even know how I got privileged enough to meet her.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that was you. You introduced us, I think.
That's right.
Yeah, she's a titan, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, she is. She's a big wig. God bless Cancel the Cabal and Roberts. Keep up with Kim. She's a magical girl. And when you see, do you see Sherry?
No, I've been out there a couple times.
Is she single?
Yes.
Have you kissed her? Have you kissed her yet?
No.
Man, she's a good looking girl. Merry Christmas, Sherry. Steve, thank you as always, and we'll talk the next time.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Judd.
The adult voice of reason, over and out.
Right. Okay. Thanks, everyone. I got to get the Skype up here. I guess he did hang up. So, yeah. Thanks, everyone, for sticking with me here for 3 hours of the show. And like Judd says, thank Andy for having this network. It's really a privilege and a pleasure being on here and talking to everybody. So until next time, well, actually be tomorrow with me and Roger.